We're going to pass this mic over to Pastor. But before that, we've been praising God this morning. But let's give him one more good praise before we pass this mic. Because you know he's worthy of it. You know he deserves it. You know God is, he deserves all the glory and the honor. So let's give him a high praise in the name of Jesus. That was a song we used to sing over there and on Dire. One of the sisters came up with it. Come on, let's give her. Give him a high praise. Come on, let's give the Lord a high praise. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord a high praise. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's magnify his name. Come on, let's magnify his name. He deserves a high praise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to your name, Lord.
Praise the Lord. His name is Jesus. Yes, Lord, his name is Jesus. Amen. Ain't you feeling good today?
Yes, Lord.
Just good to be living, you know, just good to be living. I told a lot of times when me and Al come over, he loves me, and I'm his mama, really.
Amen.
Yeah. And you're talking out to him, he said, now, Pastor, I ain't trying to do. I said, boy, you got to do this. You're going to let the Lord get... take me out of here. You know, when they started, you know, one brother, he was good. You know, he loved people, and they talked with him, and he died. You know, people, shoot. I said, I'm going to stay here a little more while. And we started laughing about it, you know. But I want to thank the Lord. I want to be a blessing, don't you?
Amen.
I do. You don't want to just bless yourself all the time, do you? I want to be a blessing to people. I want to be saved. I told people, ask me now, say, what religion do you say? I'm a Christian. They weren't called Baptists in Acts. They was called Christians. And I hope I don't offend nobody, but this is just the way I feel. I'm not against any religion, anything, any Baptist, anybody. You know, I want to be a Christian because I see some failure in all of them. You know what I'm saying? I want to be a Christian. Today we're going to go into the Word of God, and I'm going to go tread on some things I don't think I'd ever taught before. So, Father, I ask you to help me in this. I really believe you gave this to me. I remember I picked up a book, and the subject was on what you wanted me to minister on. And so I just want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for those that love. I thank you, Lord, for those that really truly love with a Christian love. They don't know how much that pushes on and helps. I'm thinking about Paul when he was in jail, and those that truly loved him, he knew it. And they pushed it. And kept him encouraged in the faith. People think that, you know, he didn't need no encouragement, but he needed encouragement just like everybody else did. But I just want to thank you for those that love, truly love. It's a wonderful thing. And I bless your name. Help us in this word today in Jesus' name. I want you to turn to, I think I'm going to start in Judges. Turn to the 12th chapter of Judges. These are things maybe you probably read the Old Testament, but you probably don't. Not familiar with some of the names. I'm going to talk about Jephthah. He's one of them. Who ever heard of Jephthah? Jephthah. Okay. Yeah. And I'm thinking I'm going to stay with because I'm on this 12 and Judges 12 and 6. I don't know if I'm not getting enough rest, but my eyes still giving me problems, this eye here. And I pass with flying colors. Ain't nothing wrong with my eye. Everything in it is good. They went inside of my eye and looked. And ain't nothing wrong with my eye, physically wrong with my eye. But I still feel this eye here just kind of, you know, gives me problems. It feel like it still got something in it, and I feel like I can't see out of it like I should. You know, and it kind of gives me problems. So I just pray that you pray and ask God to help me. Praise the Lord, I tell you. And the Lord whispers to me a lot of times, say, you just need to rest. That's all wrong with any of you. Lay down. So maybe that's what's wrong. I don't know. But I read in Judges 12, I was reading about Jephthah. Jephthah. And I want to entitle this, Be Careful What You Say. Because your speech can get you in trouble. I want to go to the 12th chapter, and I'm going to be... on the 31st. Is that right? 11:30. I'm going to go this one first. 11:30. Jephthah vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into my hands, then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth out of the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the children of Ammon shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. So Jephthah passed over unto the children of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord delivered them into his hands. And he smote them from Agra, even till they come to Minnith, even 20 cities, and unto the plain of the vineyards, with a very great slaughter. Thus the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel, and Jephthah came to Mizpah unto his house. And behold, his daughter came out to meet him with timbrels and dance. And she was his only child. Beside her, he had neither son nor daughter. Came to pass when he saw her that he rent his clothes and said, Lord, alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that trouble me. For I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back. And she said unto him, my father, if thou hast opened thy mouth unto the Lord, do to me according to that which has proceeded out of your mouth. For as much as the Lord has taken vengeance on thee, vengeance for thee of thy enemies, even of the children of Ammon. And she said unto her father, let this thing be done for me. Let me alone 2 months, that I may go up and down upon the mountains and wail and bewail my virginity, I and my fellows. And he said, go. And he sent her away for 2 months. She went up with her companion and bewailed her virginity upon the mountains. And it came to pass at the end of 2 months that she returned unto her father, who did with her. Now look, I'm gonna tell you this first. This scripture has been argued through the church, because we don't know if God accepted human sacrifice as such. You know what I'm saying? But I just believe the word what it says. If it say this, I don't try to add nothing, take away. I just take it what it is. He said he was gonna offer her for a burnt offer, whatever it was. They came out, and the way he had it worded, I said, Lord, it's the way he worded it. He said, whatsoever cometh forth out of the doors of my house. He didn't say whosoever. Don't think I'm going to a place else, but I'm going with what this Bible say. He said, whatsoever coming out of my mouth or come out of my door to welcome me back. I don't know what he had in his house. I have no idea. I tried to look it up and see what they carried in their houses in them days. He said, I'm going to offer it up. And so when he told his daughter what he had said, she said, well, do what you said. You said it, you would give it as a burnt sacrifice. Do what you said. All right, so go to 38. And he said, go, and he sent her up on the mountain to bewail her virginity, because she was a virgin. Came to pass at the end of 2 months that she returned unto her father, who did with her according to his vow, which he had vowed. Now he vowed, what did he vow? I'm going to give her give it or whatever it was. And by the way, they didn't have no dogs in them days in the house. They had no kitty cats in the house. His daughter would, now whatever else was there, maybe one of his, I don't know what he was saying. You know, I don't know what he was saying, you know what I mean? And but whatever come out that house would have to be alive to come out, to have to walk out. Whatever. So the Bible say he did to her, and that the daughters of, okay, now he did to her, and that she returned her father, who did with her according to his vow, which he had vowed. And she knew no man, and it was a custom in Israel that the daughters of Israel went yearly to lament the daughter of Jephthah the Gileadite 4 days in a year. Now the argument is that what he did, she did. She just stayed a virgin till she died. But that ain't what he said. He said, I'm going to offer it up as a burnt offering, whatever come out that door. But here it is. I've looked at it. I've read it so many times. You know how you get things, you read it over. He said, whatsoever, not whosoever. But what can praise and play and thank you for, you know, and thank the Lord, but something human? So I don't know why he said whatsoever, but he said, read it up there. He said whatsoever. Number 31, it's that chapter in the 31st verse. So the Lord has impressed upon me. He said, you have to watch what you say. You got to watch what you say. If you go on a fast, you're telling God what you're going to do. Make sure you got your mind made up to do that. So don't come and try to change nothing, which they argued with this in the church. They said all she did was she just stayed a virgin all her life. Because, you know, women just didn't do that all their life. They said what it did, but then she said to bewail her virginity. She was up there crying that she was, you know, that she couldn't. She wasn't up there talking about, well, I'm going to be a virgin all my life. You know what I'm saying? I believe he did what he said he was going to do, because that's what the Bible say. He did it. My point is to tell the church and tell us now, be careful what you vow to God. Be careful what you vow, because God is dependent upon it. You can't go say, I'm sorry, which we've done. I think I've done the same. But you know, I just feel this is, it's time is running short. And you know, like I said, I'm just gonna say what I feel. I'm not gonna blaspheme or nothing like that. But I say, Lord, I say, you said you'd answer our prayers. Now there's gotta be some Christians over there praying. You promised to answer our prayers. This devil done run all the way through that country, miles and miles. They've stood and fought. But I've been asking God, Lord, where are your people? Where are your people? I said, I don't know what to ask. I don't know nothing about prophecy. I don't know if this is prophesied in the Bible about Gog and Magog. You know what I'm saying? All this, because I know Magog is Russia. Magog is Russia. I thought they told us one thing, Gog, but Magog is Russia. And God is the person. I said, Lord, I don't know what this is. I know it has not come to Israel yet, but I don't know what this is. I say, but if I don't find you saying them, I say, Lord, you bring that devil down. I said, because he's killing up children, hitting hospitals, and just, you know what I'm saying? He just the devil. I said, Lord, you bring him down. Now, that's what I'm asking. And if it's wrong, then he know my heart. You know, he'll have to do something. You know what I'm saying? But I'm asking, I said, Lord, where in prophecy is this? I don't know nothing about prophecy. I need to really study prophecy. I said, Lord, I don't know nothing about prophecy, and I don't know what this is supposed to be. I said, but you bring that devil down. Because now he getting just ridiculous. I mean, just killing. He done went too far. He hitting hospitals and children. And where is that found in the scripture that God promised to do that? I said, Lord, I don't see that in the word at all. So if you find that somewhere now back in the Old Testament somewhere, you let me know and I'll read. And I'll ask God to forgive me because he knows my heart. But he did tell me to tell you, don't vow nothing you don't plan to keep. When you vow something to God, it's very important. Vows are very, very important. When we say, and as I was studying this, I realized we all have said things to God that we had to go back. But I'm thinking that he's tired of us coming back. He loves us and has forgiven us, but he wants us to come up with what we say. Help us all, because we all, okay. I want to go now to Judges 12 and 6. I'm going to have to go over because I think that's the thing. You're going to love this. Okay, after Jephthah went through this, number 12. Let me see. Maybe you show. I want to really do this. Yeah. Okay. So I'm read on it. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Okay. And I know it's 12. I wrote it. I made sure. Judge 12 and 6. 12 and 6. Amen. Okay. So Jephthah was a great warrior. And here's something else that Jephthah's thing that I want you to remember. And come to 12 and 5. And so they're fighting these Gileadites, and they're fighting Ephraim. And the Ephraims. among Manassites, which don't mean a thing to you, know those names, unless you've been studying the Old Testament. Okay, so they're fighting these people, and the number 5:12-5 says, and the Gileadites took the passages of Jordan before the Ephraimites, and it was so that when those Ephraimites, am I right? I'm still on it, which were escaped, said, let me go over, that the men of Gilead said unto them, art thou an Ephraimite? They would let the Ephraimites go over to the other, where they was trying to get their land and save them. And if they said, yes, I'm an Ephraimite, he would say, quote, say this, Sheboleth. And by the way, I went on how to pronounce stuff, so I know I'm pronouncing this right. Sheboleth. But they could not say it because the way their tongue was cut. They would say, Sheboleth. Shibboleth. And then they would get killed. The Lord, get something there. Be careful what you say and how you say it. Be careful what you say, because what you say, I just bless me so. What you say is really coming up now. God wants to be, he wants us to be, you know, closer to him in real reality. You know, he don't want us saying a whole lot of things we ain't going to do, and you know what I mean? He wants us to be more serious. I really believe that. Amen. So they will say Sheboleth. I wrote it down. Sheboleth. If they was, but the people that was not of Ephraim, they couldn't say that because their tongue wouldn't cut that way. You know, like it's some words that we, like you know people that come over here like from China, and they try to talk, you know, and in a Chinese restaurant, you can't, and they be talking easy, you can't understand nothing they say. What is this store? It was so sweet. This Chinese cat came over and asked me, I can't think of, okay, I got it. He came over and asked me, he said, ma'am, he said, could you show me how to pronounce this? Is it pronounced nor storm? I said, no, it's Nordstrom. He said, Nordstrom. Thank you, Nordstrom. Amen. So a lot of times you can't pronounce when you come from somewhere, another ethnicity, another country or somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You can't always pronounce the word right. Amen. So I thought about that. This happened to me the other week when the guy come up and asked me how to pronounce this. And he looked at it. He was saying, how you pronounce this word? Is it Nordstrom or storm? Nordstrom. Oh, Nordstrom. And he looked like you'd give him $100. Nordstrom. I don't know what he's going to go get a job at Nordstrom. I don't know nothing about it. Okay. Well, we have to be careful what we say. I want to go now over to the New Testament. I'm not going to keep you long, because when I get the point across, I'm through. Matthew 26. This is coming up to Easter when Jesus is going to trial. 26:73. But I'm going to go up a little bit. So this is when Peter is denying Christ. But he denied number 70. He denied before them all, saying, I don't know this man. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and she said them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I don't know her, know this man, I don't know him. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou art one of them. Why? For your speech betray you. Your speech betray you. What you say betrays what's in your heart. What you know what I'm saying? And people gonna know you. You ain't gotta tell them I'm a Christian. It's just something about being a Christian. Your speech gonna betray you. Cause you ain't gonna be out there joking and laughing and telling dirty jokes with the people. Your speech gonna betray you. Praise the Lord. If you are serving the Lord, your speech gonna betray you. They, you know, just the way you, well, tell you the truth, people are walking to me and say, you saved, ain't you? I don't know if what I got on or what. I don't know. Amen. You know what I mean? Because I wear long dresses. I wore long dresses when I was 5'10". I just always wore them because that's the way I was taught. Not that I was so holy, you know. I just always did that, you know. But people walk up to you and say, and when you start to talk to them, they turn toward you because your speech betray you. It's the way you talk to people. It's the way you come on with people. Your speech will betray you. And right now, your speech going to betray you. You can't say something that don't come out your mouth. Am I making sense? God gave me this. He said, be careful what you say and how you say it. Because your speech going to betray you. Praise the Lord. If you get angry with your husband, he know you. He said, you angry. No, I ain't. No, your speech betray you. I ain't. You trying to blame me. I ain't, you know, trying to start something. Your speech will betray you. Amen. So we got to watch what we say. We got to watch how we do, because we are being betrayed by the way we act in our speech. Now I could end it right there. I picked up something in something I had wrote in it on it. Your speech will betray you. And I started studying. Your speech will betray you. Your speech will betray you. Watch how you talk to people. You can't, you know, you run right there. Oh, yeah, she's saved. You know, she go to church and blah, 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 blah. And then somebody tell me, hello, how you feel? What you mean how I feel? What you mean? I mean, am I looking funny or something? I don't know how y'all do this thing now. You know, I mean, what's going on? You know, of course I'm feeling fine. You know, of course you are feeling fine. Of course I'm feeling fine. Or you can snap somebody up that need help. You got to be careful what you say and how you say it. Because, you know, you saying, well, I'm saved. Sooner or later, you're going to say, I'm saved, you know. And so they expecting something, and maybe they expect you to be like the rest of the folks. They expect, you know, but you fool them. And you be kind and you be sweet. Amen. You say, well, that's what, no, it's not going to hurt you to be kind. It's not going to hurt you to be sweet. You ain't got to, you know, I'm tired. I'm just tired, Lord. And so you go back and say, Lord, I've been so tired of this. God tired of hearing that. Because I'm tired. Shoot. I'm tired. I am. But I can't be, you know, good gracious. I feel like it sometimes. Shut up. Shoot. Yeah, you know, you feel like it sometimes. Hush. Your speech will betray. It betrays that I'm tired now. Don't be messing with me now. I'm tired. You know, amen. I want to leave you with this. I'm not going to keep you, because I'm through when God through. I don't have a lot to say except I know that God is expecting something from the inside to come out now. And if it's in you, it's going to come out. If it's in you to be kind to people, it's going to come out. And if it ain't in you, practice it. There's nothing wrong with it. It's nothing wrong with you practicing being kind and being nice. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. I've told y'all about some folks I meet. It's just pitiful. They dresses down to their foot like man. Pray a bun in their head. Praise the Lord. And they walking through the store and they won't even speak. And when they do speak, ha! I said, woo! And people teach me things. Honestly, people. And I'm going to tell you, people watch you. If you go to a store. By the way, we was at, what that store we was at yesterday? Where Bridget? Where y'all go all the time? That's connected with Kroger's. We was down there at this store. What's the name of this? What's the name? Huh? Rulers. We went to Rulers yesterday, girl. But anyway, I said, Lord, you know, it's wonderful to talk to people. People stressed out. They need us. And if you don't know the scriptures from Abraham down to Genesis to Revelation, you could just be kind. Because people are scared to death. People don't know what to do. They don't know what to do with their problems. They don't know nothing. And it, you know what I'm saying? They meet you and you're supposed to alleviate this stuff. What? Ma'am, what? You had something else on your mind. What? Be careful what you be always on alert. Because you never know who you can help, who you can bring out. Honestly, I have witnessed some of this stuff, and I've been through some of it. You know, especially when I go out to the store, everybody hanging on, they scared, they still, you know, they don't know what to say. They don't know, you know what I'm saying? You know, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to pray. They praise the Lord. And you could just say one kind word and turn things around. Be careful what you say, because your speech betray you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So he's talking about you saved. Saved from what? I want to be saved from something. You know, I said, Lord, I know I'm saved, but I want to be saved from something. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Don't you? Praise the Lord. So we got to watch. If we wouldn't have to watch, God wouldn't have gave me this. We got to watch us. We got to watch us, because we do get tired. You go to work, you know, you're working and you're tired and people getting on your nerves. And but sometimes you got to keep that. You got to do something different. You know, and I've said, amen. God is saying this. And I said, Lord, help me. Help me that I can keep my speech right. You know, I can talk right, look right, do right. Because folks will run you nuts. I'm telling you. You know, you might hear somebody, I know a lot of times people tell me about their bosses and stuff that they work under. You know what I'm saying? And one of the couple of kids working one person on a five-person job. You know, you're tired. And so you go, you can't be snappy. You can be, you know, you can be snappy at your mate or whatever. You come in, you're tired from work. Praise the Lord. Somebody done got on your raw nerves. Praise the Lord. And that's all the devil want to do, get on your raw nerves. But you shouldn't have nothing raw. Get it cooked up. Amen. So you can be what God wants us to be. We're not worried about how we feel and how we appear. We want to be godly. Yes. Don't let your speech betray you. And if it betray you, they betray you as a person that they can talk to. You know, somebody can say, I'm going to tell you what happened to me long. These was years ago. I used to go to Kroger's all the time. They had a Kroger up there. I don't know. One day, I mean, it was years past, I've been going up there. And the guy who owned the Kroger, he said, he just walked to me. He said, Miss Davis, what's the matter? I was looking funny that morning. I'm mad about something. He said, what's wrong with you? He said, you always smiling. He said, what's the matter? I said, oh. I didn't know what to say. You got to be on guard. You can't take your feelings to the store. You got to leave them at the cross. Don't take your feelings. I know it's hard now. It's people will get on your raw nerve, and I don't work out there, but I'll be out there enough with the, around these crazy people. You know, they, and let me tell you something. They going through something too. So your kindness is something that will help them. You know what I'm saying? So be careful how you snap people up, because you don't know who you snapping up. You may be snapping up an angel. I'm telling you, then the Bible said angels of the Lord camped around those that love. How you know? You could be snapping up an angel, no, even though you snapping an angel up. Hallelujah, you got to be careful. So I'm thinking, the Lord, this is what he want me to tell you. Your speech betray you, and be careful what you say. Your vows that you tell God, or tell people. You know, you tell your kid you're going to do it. Don't tell them you can do something you can't do. You know, if you can't buy Buddha Loser, then tell them you can't get Buddha Loser this week for Christmas. You can't get that because mom and dad is, you know, not able to get it for you. You know, and you raise kids up like that, then they respect you for that. Praise the Lord. Anybody need prayer today? Praise, I want you to know your speech will betray you. Amen. And be careful how you speak to people. Be careful, especially now, because people really need you. They need us. They really do. People are so, I'm telling you, I never seen a bunch of scary people like I've seen in this day and hour. They scared to death. Hallelujah. And don't fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. And if you come out fear, well, I didn't say you didn't have no sense. I'm saying don't fear. You know, now personally, when I go into stores, I put a mask on. And if nobody else don't have one, I do it. But I do it because I want to do it. I ain't scared of nothing. I just do it because the CCC said do it. And especially if you're older, and I think I'm older. So I do it. You know what I'm saying? And people respect it. They do. They respect it. And you know, and I don't say if a person ain't got no mask on, I don't, you know, you ought to have on a mask or you ought not to have on a mask. That's your business. Let these people alone. You know, tend to your own business and go about your work and do what you're supposed to do. You know, don't get mad because people ain't doing what you're doing or whatever. I've seen it all in the store. You know, you go, some people are so uptight and red on end, they don't know what's going to happen. They don't know if Russia might change their mind and come over here. And so they worried about what the man going to say. We need to ask God also to give this man strength. Give him, let people, you know, tell him what to do that's right. You know, don't let him get up and do nothing stupid. You know what I'm saying? Ask God to help our president. The Lord said, pray for those that have a rule over you. So let's pray for him. Let's pray for that man. His name is Mr. Biden, right? Y'all president name. Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I ain't got no presidents. I'm telling you. My president ain't come and took over yet. But I mean, he's still the president of America, and I'm an American citizen. Amen. So, Lord, we want to right now pray for Mr. Biden. He needs directions. He needs to know how to control what is going on. Don't let him be afraid of this devil either, what the devil telling him what not to do. Lord, let him hear you, your voice, and do what you tell him to do. You will tell him what to do to stop this mess. I don't know how it's going to stop, but I know it's going to stop. So, Lord, you help Mr. Biden. Lord, you help his family. Lord, you help his children. You just help him, God. In Jesus' name, Father. Hallelujah. I give you the praise and the glory for it. Amen. So let's start praying for Mr. Biden. The Lord said to pray for those that have rule over you. And he certainly got rule over this country. Whatever he say, regardless of whatever we want him to say it, he has the only rule. You can't say nothing. Then nobody going to listen to it. So let us pray for this man. Pray for his country. Pray. This man has a great deal on his shoulder. I know he do. And I know he also have a cabinet that help him. And he don't seem like the person you can't tell nothing, I don't think. He don't seem like that. So we just pray for him and ask God to help us. And help us to get ready and do these things. Especially about the vows, Lord. But help us to do this. Because we don't know what is up for America. Truly, God. You know what I mean? Like, but the way we doing, expect God going to say, well, America, you know, I love her. So, no. God loved all his people. He loved Israel. He loved Israel. He came to Israel. Do y'all, come on now. He came. He loved Israel. And you know, but his hand was stretched out still. No matter what she did, no matter what you do, he loves. But he'll get tired of our mess pretty soon. And we keep on messing up and talking about this transgender and mess, all this crap. God is gonna show up here. Right here in America. Right here in America. So I'm gonna bring y'all I have some testimonies and visions of the men of God that have gone on, especially Brother Allen. He had a vision of America, and I'll bring it. I'm going to get some things run off, and I'll bring you one. It ain't pretty. But people think because we're Americans, come on. Amen. No, when the Bible do it say that? We're not exempt from the mercy or the whippings of God. I'm telling you, sin is in this country, and it's really sad. You know, sister, I don't know what to pray for most over there or over here. You know what I'm saying? It's just really sad where you stand. It's very sad. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
I'm doing fine. But since the word came across, I just want to make sure. I'm out there with a lot of folks.
I know it. I know it, Al.
A lot of folks.
I know it.
Where I go, I'm around a lot of folks.
You know what? Life will change. Gwen used to be so quiet. I used to pray. I said, oh, God. Yes, Stephanie is kind of quiet. Yeah, he did. Yeah. He used to be really quiet. Yeah, he was really quiet. Wouldn't say no. You couldn't get two words. You know what they would ask him in school? How you ask this girl to marry you? Because he was so quiet. He was just that quiet. Yeah. Yeah. So y'all join hands because, well, I think the whole church. Let's all join hands because I think, is it okay to join hands, Miss Jackie?
First, I'm going to pray for standing proxy for Terrion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This child is still in jail. I mean, still in the hospital.
Yeah, still
he's still in the hospital, and they didn't find out what's wrong with him.
You know, that's the one, his hip. They replaced his hip.
Oh, Lord. They replaced his hip. We want, come on, D, we'll get down there with you because we want you to get in this. Just kind of stand on the side of, can you stand on the chair? Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad that we so small today. Yeah, there ain't a whole lot of people. Praise the Lord. God. Hallelujah. We want to pray first for, what's his name, Terrion? His name is Terrion, and he's broke up, right? The one with the head, he was with the kids. Mm-hmm. And so we want to pray for Terrion, Lord. I don't know what he knows about you. I don't know. But I'm sure that Sister Phyllis have really witnessed to both of these kids. But I'm asking you, Lord, to bring these kids in. I'm asking you to let them see that it's Christ. They got to stand on that rock, and that rock is you. And Lord, this is what all young people need, if they need a good dose of Jesus. And so, Lord, I'm asking you to help us, hallelujah, to touch few families that I'm thinking of that's on the brink of whatever. Lord, hallelujah. Sister, we gonna believe. And you know how we're gonna believe? We ain't gonna worry.
Amen.
We gonna stand. I ain't gonna worry. We ain't gonna worry. We put this thing in God's hands. Praise the Lord. And let something miraculous happen to his hip or wherever it's broke, or every bone in his body, Lord. Let the doctor say, surely, hallelujah, something else been in here. They'll know that there's a God in heaven. In Jesus' name. And touch those little ones, God, that's in the hospital with whatever was broken on them. Lord, mend it back in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. And mend the minds, Lord. Mend Jesse's mind. Mend it. Help her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Mama, help her in Jesus' name, God. Hallelujah. I give you praise and I give you glory for it, God. And bless all the people here, the few that's here, Lord God. Hallelujah. And you do what you want to do with this church. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I give it to you again, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You know, I think when things happen, you don't have to ask people to come to church. You don't. Especially to other churches, I guess. I don't know about this one, but they come. So we ask them for God to whatever, break it down, because we want to keep our mouths, want to do what he tells us to do to bring Christ in his church. Because people need the Lord, and we need the power to help them when they get here. Ain't that right?
Amen.
So whatever God bring in this church, I've been thinking about, what's her name? Beverly and what that other child name?
Sharon.
I've been really thinking about them.
Brenda
and Sharon. I've been thinking about them. If the Holy Spirit brought them in here, you know what I'm saying? Then we should be able to help them. And so I'm asking God to give me strength and power to help these people. That's what I'm praying for. I don't care what comes in this church. I want to be for them to go out with a God thing, different.
Amen.
That means we get what we have to do. We know. Some of us know. We know what we got to do. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank. I know he don't get tired of me always doing this. Derek, I want to thank you. I truly want to thank you. I do. I know, you know, to get up and do this here, that, you know, whatever you have to do, and you gave it to God. And I really want to appreciate you. I thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah. You're going to have a good time, because that boy going to be something. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. So God is good. Anybody else got anything to say or a comment or anything? Oh, dear Lord. Oh. Yeah.
Continue to pray for her. You know, this is the Lord.
Yeah. I like what you said, Dee. I like what you said. Because there are Christians everywhere. And all of you got Christ in you.
Amen.
The hope of glory. And, you know, yes, I send these things to the church too, pray. But I believe God hear us.
Amen.
He hear us. But it's more, you know, it's more because one of, you know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be together, and I believe in that. I do. Praise the Lord. So I'm glad to hear that she's doing okay. Praise the Lord. I thank God. I thank God. Amen. And all of us want to see something. Believe me, y'all say, I want to see. I do too. I want to see something more than y'all do. Amen. If God move, I want God to move.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want God to move.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm talking about God moving. I'm talking about man moving nowhere. I'm talking about God moving. Maybe man been moving too much. Now it's time. God's time. Praise the Lord. So God bless you. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In Jesus' name, amen.